President Trump will have his second meeting with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent.
Well, Eddie, let's start with the salacious stuff today. The White House is calling absurd a fresh allegation that back in August 2016, President Trump forcibly kissed a campaign volunteer without her consent. Alva Johnson has filed a lawsuit claiming the president committed sexually predatory conduct. But President Trump is putting all that behind him. He has just departed the White House, his destination, Hanoi, the capital of Vietnam, a city that over Christmas in 1972, the Americans tried to bomb back to the Stone Age, is now ironically the place where the future of regional peace and security may be determined. On Wednesday and Thursday, President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will hold their second summit there. Their first, last year in Singapore, gave rise only to a very meek declaration in which North Korea made only very vague promises to rid itself of nuclear weapons, promises that every analyst and every observer since then insists they have done nothing to implement. But backers of the president and the president himself say it's been 16 months since North Korea's last nuclear test, and that jaw-jaw with Kim Jong-un is better than war-war.
He has a chance to have a country that is so vibrant economically, maybe one of the most in the world. He's got a location that's unbelievable. As a real estate person, I've always done very well with location. But he's right between China, Russia, and then on the other side, South Korea.
My mother-in-law, by the way, always used to say, never buy a house on a corner. From Kim Jong-un himself, there has been no word. But there have been several sightings of his train that is not quite hurtling down the 1,700-mile railway track that snakes its way from Pyongyang through China to Hanoi. So we have no way of knowing whether he is surprised that America's president never mentions the 100,000 prisoners he keeps locked up in North Korea's gulag, nor whether he's ready to make firmer commitments on nuclear weapons at this summit than he did at the last one. Commitments of another kind were on President Trump's mind over the weekend. He says trade talks with China are going so well that he's delaying the imposition of more tariffs. But at the White House, China's vice premier got more of a glimpse of the president's somewhat frail understanding of how trade agreements work than the White House may have intended. As the cameras rolled, the president seemed caught unawares by the news that China and the US are negotiating an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding on Trade.
I think the MOU is going to be very short term. No, we expect to go into. I don't like MOUs because they don't mean anything. To me, they don't mean anything. I think you're better off just going into a document. I was never a fan of an MOU.
So the president's own trade negotiator, Bob Lighthizer, watching raised Chinese eyebrows there in the Oval Office, intervened.
A memorandum of understanding is a binding agreement between two people. And that's what we're talking about. It's detailed. It covers everything. In great detail. It's just called a memorandum of understanding. It's a legal term. It's a contract.
Now, he's a veteran of global trade negotiations, so presumably he knows what he's talking about. But that wasn't enough for his boss, the president, who, to Chinese chuckles, insisted his man was wrong.
By the way, I disagree. I think that a memorandum of understanding is not a contract to the extent that we want. We're doing a memorandum of understanding that will be put into a final contract, I assume. But to me, the final contract is really the thing, Bob, and I think you mean that too. The real question is, Bob, so we do a memorandum of understanding, which frankly you could do or not do. I don't care if you do it or not. To me, it doesn't mean very much. But if you do a memorandum, how long will it take to put that into a final binding contract?
At which point, Bob Lighthizer, desperate to keep the talks somehow on track, was the bigger man and threw in the proverbial towel.
From now on, we're not using the word memorandum of understanding anymore. We're going to use the term trade agreement, all right?
Okay. Right.
No more. We'll never use the term.
Good.
We'll have the same document. It's going to be called a trade agreement. We're never going to use MOU again. Assuming you decide on an agreement, it'll be signed by the two people. It'll be a trade agreement between the United States.
Good.
And China.
We're good. I like that much better. I like that term much better.
Agree with that.
Okay. Agreed.
Yes.
All sorted out then. The Chinese must have been utterly bemused. There was one final glimpse behind the White House curtain over the weekend, and it takes us back to North Korea. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was interviewed by CNN's Jake Tapper and asked to explain the president's entirely false claim last year that North Korea no longer poses a nuclear threat to the world.
Do you think North Korea remains a nuclear threat?
Yes.
But the president said he doesn't.
It's not what he said. I mean, I know precisely.
He tweeted that there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea.
Right. What he said is that what he said was that the efforts that had been made in Singapore, this commitment that Chairman Kim made, have substantially taken down the risk to the American people. It's the mission of the Secretary of State and the President of the United States to keep American people secure. We're aiming to achieve that.
Okay. I mean, that's just a direct quote, but I want to move on.
Don't we all, Eddie? Don't we all?
Simon Marks, our US correspondent on that memorandum of misunderstanding and Chinese chuckles.